This tale is about balance. You must be able to open your eyes without being poisoned by the evil you can see. And even innocence must prepare to fight when it's necessary. Apathy is a decision with consequences, and you must take action when necessary.
Without losing sight of what you're fighting for. The tale on this track is narrated by Mr. Dennis Hopper. Noodle ran into him at some award show, and it turns out he knew some Gorillaz tracks already. We told him what we were working on, and he took it from there. He came down to the studio for an afternoon and, you know, put his presence on the record.
Aha! Dennis Hopper. Oh, you know, Denny. Ugh, he had such a big effect on me.
Nowadays, he's become a symbol for that particular type of hedonistic narcotic energy.
And he's got some killer bikes.
He's being a spokesman for free creativity and ignoring the rules at the risk of holding your own sanity to ransom. Therefore, a natural Gorillaz cohort.
Hopper's highway has always been to take the William Blake route of excess to reveal a palace of wisdom. I can relate to that.
But his journey was fueled by a desire to uncover the truth, or maybe something just more truthful, with more value. The backdrop to his classic Easy Rider film was an America in transition period after the ravages of the Vietnam War, and filmed in an age in which people were questioning the wisdom of their political system. He seemed like an astute choice to feature on this track.
Yeah, and he was great in speed as well.
This little parable that Dennis narrates is a short story that Noodle wrote in the style of Hermann Hesse, a childlike fable of a people too good-hearted to see the steady influx of other people with a darker agenda.
Yes, both groups depicted are extreme portraits of the people they are meant to represent. But this is to show how the two sides, ignorant to the position of the other, will clash. This result in a devastating loss for all, in which no one won.
I sold Dennis my old Winnebago while he was down at Kong, you know. So I sort of said I'd knock a bit off the price if he gave us the vocal.